AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's been no response to pleas from today's show host Savannah Guthrie and her family for their mother's apparent kidnapper to make contact. FBI Special Agent in Charge Heath Janke.
There has been no proof of life, and there was no other demands within that letter. So they're still waiting for communication.
Investigators are taking ransom notes sent to media outlets seriously, but they've not identified any suspects. And Janke says,
to those imposters who are trying to take advantage and profit from this situation, we will investigate and ensure you are held accountable for your actions. We have made one arrest related to an imposter ransom demand.
Federal prosecutors have arrested and charged a Minneapolis man with cyberstalking and threatening ICE officers. While on Capitol Hill, Ed Donahue reports,
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is warning the Department of Homeland Security will shut down next week if Democrats don't work with Republicans and the White House on a new funding bill.
They're not engaging. We've got now 1 week and 1 day time frame in which to do this, which is entirely unrealistic.
Democrats are pressing for changes at ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and other law enforcement agencies in the wake of the fatal shootings of two protesters in Minneapolis last month.
We aren't anywhere close to having any sort of an agreement.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a gut check for Congress.
Americans expect us to rein in ICE and end the violence, which we can do right here, if only the Republicans cooperate.
Short-term funding for DHS lasts through February 13th. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Trump administration's launched TrumpRx, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. It includes over 40 medications, including weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy. This is AP News. Cuba's struggling to keep the lights on.
Even as the U.S. sends an additional $6 million worth of Hurricane Melissa aid to Cuba's hard-hit eastern region, Cuba's overall economic crisis still deepens, with Cuba's president accusing the U.S. of an energy blockade. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order to impose tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. Residents of a small coastal town in the northwest say they still face severe hardships despite living near energy sources. Kenya Montoya laments that until December, things were a little better. Now it's January and money is tight. The anvil is crushing us and asks, where's the improvement? Senior State Department official Jeremy Lewin says Cuba is to blame for the hardships for their people, not the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.